Yo, yo, what is up? All right. Look, webinars are vital in this remote selling world. So in this episode, I hunted down a friend of mine that is one of the brightest minds in the webinar game. And we're going to talk about the structure of the webinar. How do you organize it so you can command somebody's attention, promise value forward, and pull them all the way to the end? So you know what you could do at the end? Can you guess? Go on, take a good guess. At the end, what should you do? Sell to them so you can make more money, right? That's what we're going to talk about in this episode of Video Marketing Mastery.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right. Look, one of my favorite topics is about how we go remote and use the power of video. One of the most obvious ways of using video in this new remote world is through webinars to convince and convert your customers. And so I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, Brian Merrill, who's one of Tony Robbins' top national speakers, and he is a rock star on how you structure a webinar properly in order for people at the end of the webinar to give you money, make a purchase, do a desired action of some kind. So Brian and I just grabbed tacos and I somehow convinced him to sit down with me and talk to me about the proper way to lay out a webinar to achieve that business goal. Brian, welcome to the Toddcast.
I'm stoked to be here, Todd. It was great tacos with you. And again, one of my favorite topics is tacos and selling on webinars, because the beautiful thing about a webinar is instead of one-on-one sales where you convert one person at a time, that can seem like a slug moving down the street. But with a webinar, you can get 10, 20, 100, 2,000 people all in one shot. And what I found it to be is one of the most remarkable ways to grow and expand your business.
So Brian's been through my remote sales training a couple times. And then when I knew I was going to be speaking at Business Mastery, I jumped on a private call with Brian. I think we jumped on a Zoom, and I was picking his brain. And then he opened up the Holy Grail and started drawing on his dry erase. You remember this?
I do.
Okay. Started drawing on the dry erase board his strategy for creating a webinar. And at some point, Brian was like, dude, I know you use like the same exact strategy. And I tried to act cool because I don't really have a strategy like Brian's. Like, Brian's is legit. So I wanted to make sure we could do this together and I could share this info, because this is the kind of material that could be a game changer for you and your business. Now, Brian, where do we get started? When we're talking about laying out a webinar, I can still picture your map in my head. But like, where do you get started with people when trying to help them lay out their webinar?
Totally. Great question. So you want to get started on where you want to go. So many people that I've talked to, they're focusing on what to say, when to say it, how to say it. And those are all great questions to ask yourself. What do I say? When do I say it? How do I say it? Beautiful questions. The problem, if you start with those questions, is you don't have the end result in mind. And most people are focusing on the steps to get to the next step, but we want to focus on what do we ultimately want them to feel by the end of the webinar, because people don't buy things, they buy the way that those things make them feel. And so how do I want this person to feel at the end of this webinar? And people are doing two things at any given time. The great Tony Robbins says it. They're moving towards pleasure or away from pain. So how can I make them feel both pain and pleasure on the journey to getting them to a yes?
So I noticed from watching what you were drawing on that dry erase board that you and I both do things similar. And when I'm doing my webinar, I'm telling them where we're going and what they're going to get out of this as a way to retain their attention and to motivate them to the transformational experience they will have if they make it to the end. Is that right?
100%. So before you get started, you got to start this with the right mindset. Okay. So you got to prepare yourself for the end result. That's the first thing you do. And then once you get customer facing, or once you get in front of people, you want to go through a connect and compel stage. So I want to connect with the audience and have them feel me and I feel their energy, because people like people who are like them themselves. And so if you can get to know someone and they can get to know you, I would like you to just consider this. When is the last time you've had a friend call you and they said, hey, Todd, or hey, Brian, you should totally come to this concert with me? And with no blink of an eye, you said, great, let's do it, without asking how much it cost, where it's going to be, any of the details on how you're going to get there. And the reason you didn't ask those questions is because you trusted that person. Right. So above everything else, when I'm talking to someone on a webinar, you want to connect with them and then compel them, paint the vision on where we're going, exactly what you said. And so I want them to feel me, I want to feel them, and then I want to paint a vision of this is where we're going to go and this is where we're going to end up.
Not in a Me Too kind of movement way. Feel them, feel me. But instead,
there's no physical touching on this one, Todd.
Yeah. Instead, it's an emotional connection you're 100%. Making. Okay, when I'm speaking, I think you're kind of explaining it the way, when I'm speaking, when I go out on the stage, I'm going to tease where we're going, but first, now I'm going to align with them.
Correct.
All right? Yep. So I do that right at the beginning, and then I kind of weave those little Todd stories that not only humanizes me, but pulls me closer to them. So when I'm done, they will be like, what concert do you want to go to? I'm in. Yes. Same concept, right?
Same exact concept. And think about it this way, is you're not having a one-on-one conversation with everyone in the audience. So the best way for them to get to know you and trust you and believe in you and connect with you is through storytelling. Because there's a few ways to teach something. You can show someone, you can involve someone, and you can validate who they are. And they want to know why they should care. They want to know, why should I be listening to Todd? Why should I be listening to Brian? And the best way for them to do that is to connect with them emotionally. And the best way to do that is a connected story, right? For sure.
And you're also a speaker. Like, you're like one of the best speakers that I've ever seen. Like, you just bring it. There's some stuff you do on your webinar that I'm like, I might borrow that little tactic the next time I'm in front of people.
You're making me feel like I'm 6 feet eight.
No, right.
I'm
no.
Like, my chest just grew 5 inches.
No doubt. But there's significant talent there, and it inspires me. How is a webinar, developing a webinar speech, different than developing a speech that you're going to do in front of people?
Huge, huge, because you're taking away some of the senses, right? Hear, touch, taste, smell, all of the above. And when you're face-to-face, they can see your full body language. They can almost feel your energy different, because the pitch is going to come off in a live setting. Your pitch is going to come off different. So what you've taught me, Todd, is in order to connect and compel with someone on a webinar, eye contact comes from looking at the camera and then having those soft eyes. So you want to make love with the camera is the best way that I can describe it. Like, you want to make love with the camera and as if you're looking at that camera and you're trying to pour your emotions into that camera lens. Yeah. 100%.
Okay. Yeah. I do that. I like doing that. Like, I want to make that connection and practicing softening onto a camera takes a little while for people. When you're talking about the structure, there are different things at different times that need to happen in a webinar. And for those that are listening, you know, Russell Brunson really laid out like a brilliant framework for a webinar that sells at the end. Brian's got a really intuitive structure that works really well. Can you talk to me about the different stages of a webinar? Like, what happens in the beginning and then the middle and the end, and what do you need to pull off in order for all those pieces to align? So when you get to the end, you want to buy what that person's selling. Can we spend a little time on that?
Yeah, let's do it. So one thing to consider is if you were eating a hamburger. So if you're vegan, think of like a vegan hamburger. Yeah, so I just want you to think about a hamburger. Like, you wouldn't put the meat outside of the buns. And you wouldn't put the lettuce outside of the buns. You put the buns on the outside, then the condiments, all the things on top, and then the meat in the middle. And when you structure a speech, it's important to structure it in a way where it's going to be received, just like when you eat a burger, if it was didn't look the right way or the meat was on the outside, you probably wouldn't enjoy it very much. There's a reason why it's in order. So back to this vision of painting a future for these people. So I would like you to imagine in your head right now, if you're listening, you're going on an excursion like Dora the Explorer, okay? And you see in front of you that there's these peaks and valleys, these rolling hills in front of you. And your job as the person who's giving the webinar is to paint a clear picture for everyone on the excursion, where we're going to go, what it's going to look like, and where we're going to end up. And people like to have structure. They like simple, easy, and fast. And so if you can make something simple for someone, if you can make it easy for them to follow along, and you can get through it quickly and make them feel the way that they should feel, they're going to be more likely to buy at the end. And so those rolling hills that I asked you to envision, those are rolling emotions. So back to what I said earlier is human beings are doing two things, running towards pleasure or away from pain. And in order to successfully get them across the finish line, we have to take them through those emotional ups and downs. But you don't want to take someone through a negative emotion or a pleasurable emotion until they trust you. And so that's why you want to start off your webinar with the connect phase. So you want to connect with your audience by telling a story about how you're just like them. And you want them to, in their mind, say, I'm just like Todd, or I've been through exactly, I can totally relate. Because people like people who are like themselves. So the more that you can come off familiar to them, the more likely are they to listen to what you have to say. And then you want to compel them. You want to really paint that vision on where you're going to go for the webinar. And then after you've painted the vision, you want to go through, depending on how much time you have, anything above 45 to an hour, you're going to want about 3 stories. And when you go through these stories, each story should be helping them take the next step in the buying process. So you don't tell a story just to tell a story. You tell a story with a purpose. And the purpose is to help walk them through getting closer to a yes each story you tell. And those stories go like this. Show, involve, validate. So I want to show the audience this is the next hill that we're about to go on. I want to involve the audience by giving an example or telling a story, because you don't have the opportunity to have a one-on-one conversation with each individual person. So the best way to involve them is to tell a story. And a story helps people reflect on who they are and those types of things. So when you tell a story, they're not listening to that story and how it impacted your life. They're listening to that story and how it impacts their life. So people reflect themselves in each story. As you go through the story-making process, you want to validate what you're saying by having testimonials or examples of people who have successfully done it, not just you that's done it. So people's biggest objections in life are money, time, and I got to go ask my spouse. Those are the big ones. And so each story should be dealing with those objections, not just telling a story for the sake of telling a story, but telling a story to help them get past those mental hurdles so they're not asking as many questions at the end of the webinar to get them to a yes. So again, the first step is connect. Second step is compel. Then you're going to tell 3 stories called it show, involve, validate. And then before you go into your sales pitch, you're going to connect and compel with them again. You want them to say, if Todd can do it, I can do it also. And I really trust this guy because he's connected with me and he's put me in what's called a buying state. You never want to ask for money or a transfer of money when someone is in a low energy state. You want them to be in a confident state or position. So as you get to the end of your webinar, you connect and compel them. You paint a vision on what life could be like if they say yes. And you compel them to say, by saying yes today, it's going to get me closer to my desired outcomes as a human being. And once you've done that, you do what's called a value stack. And the value stack is each thing that you're offering at the end of the webinar is adding more and more value. So people do what's called a stacking process in their mind. If I was selling a cup, I wouldn't just sell a cup. I would sell all the different features of the cup, and I would make that cup be very valuable in a way that it impacts their life. So knowing my audience and knowing what they want, if I know that this cup is going to be used for coffee every morning, I want them to imagine the heat coming off of the cup. I want them to imagine how that cup of coffee is going to feel when they're holding it in their hands. So connect with them emotionally and then ask.
Wow, that's a knowledge bomb right there. Like, as you're doing it, I'm thinking about my own webinar, and I'm, you know, you bring it back into stories. Like, I've always looked at stories as being like the glue. Stories are the glue that's going to bind your prospect's attention into your solution. And we're going to use the stories in order to transfer the knowledge. And stories are timeless. They've been passed down since the beginning of time, from like cave drawings to campfires, to Kindles and Netflix, and even the best businesses in the world use stories in order to transfer the belief patterns. Yes. And if you're working on, like, if you're going to be teaching the three things that's in the center of your, I prefer to use taco. I still got like a good taco vibe. I don't know why you're bringing in burgers to this. No, but if you're going to be, you've got your meat in the center, yes, and your buns on the outside, or your tortillas, then the way I look at it is, what are the like three things that I need to teach that have that transfer of knowledge? But when I'm teaching that, it's like it feels kind of professorial.
Yeah.
How do I like bring it down? And then I'm like, what stories can I tell that open up the information that I need to give out to people? And how do I bridge that and then make them see themselves in those stories? Is that right?
You totally said it. It's helping them see themselves inside of the story. And the best way that I can describe it is you're not given a lecture. Like, you're not a professor in the front of the room just lecturing people on what they should think. A story allows someone to come up with their own conclusions. So instead of you telling them that they need your product, they're telling themselves that they need it because your stories guided them to that answer. And so it's a softer way to tell them what they need by allowing them to figure it out for themselves. Because if most people don't want to be strong-armed or closed, and this is one of my biggest things, is I hate when salespeople say, I want to close business or I want to close this deal. I want to open my prospects into new opportunities. I want to open them up to possibilities. And so each story should be opening them one step closer to who it is that they desire to be. And those stories are going to allow them to come to their own conclusions rather than you telling or lecturing.
Yeah. Oh, that's so cool. That's so cool. You mentioned earlier handling objections before they stall out later on. Yes. Like, as a speaker, if you're doing a webinar or you're in front of a large room full of people, or even one-on-one in a sales conference room, God willing, we can get back into a conference room, press flesh, and like talk to people again. When you get into that kind of a scenario, you should be anticipating what the common objections are and then bake them into the story, so those bowling pins get knocked down before you get to the question part, right?
1,000%. So the one luxury that you don't have when doing a webinar or speaking to a group is that one-on-one conversation. And Todd is the best. If you get in a room with Todd, you're going to say yes at some point because he's so great in person. And I've seen him on webinars. The biggest difference between a webinar and a one-on-one sale or a one-on-one interaction is you don't have the luxury to answer questions. You and your mind have to know the common questions, like you said, Todd, that they're going to be asking. And so one thing that you want to do when preparing for it is discover, who is your avatar client? What do they want? What do they need? What can you anticipate about this person that's going to help them and guide them? So one thing that I learned early on when I joined the Tony Robbins team is one of the execs asked me to go lay in a park for hours and close my eyes and cry and laugh and be joyous about someone who's going to be in that room that I'm going to impact. And so before you open your mouth at any webinar or any speech, you should have already cried and you should have already laughed for your client or the person who's receiving the message. Wow. So you know everything about them and you're anticipating it. Because if you wait to the end and they still have questions, a confused buyer does not buy. Someone who can come up with a conclusion, has a clear roadmap on where they want to go and how your product can serve them, will buy. And the best way to do that is to know your client before you even open your mouth.
Yeah, it's really, I was thinking about this this morning when I was at the gym getting all swole. What? That wasn't a joke. That was just me being me. I'm being serious. I was at the gym today and I was thinking about all of the, I was just thinking about client meetings and how often I'm put myself into that room before I get into the room. And I'm anticipating what their objections are. And I'm trying to figure out how I can handle that objection in a proactive instead of a reactive way. You get me into a reactive objection. And even if it's something that I've like handled 1,000 times, I feel reactive. I'm in a much better, like, cool guy vibe when I'm just anticipating and knocking them down. But when I do that, I develop a person who's got greater clarity at the end, right? And that's the whole goal. What is it that Donald Miller says, that people are drawn to clarity and away from confusion? So you got to kind of anticipate that as a speaker. When you're in a room in front of people and you start to sense what that objection is, do you find yourself, you'll go off script, you'll like take a few moments, you'll ask that question, bring it up. So, you know, this is kind of like when I start thinking about, and then you bring up that objection, but, and then you nail it. And now you go, and does everybody agree with that? Does that make sense? Boom. And then you move on. Like, you don't move on until you get validation that you've handled that.
Totally. Totally. And I think you hit the nail on the head with reading your audience also, because you should have a script, especially early on. Like the first 100 webinars that I did, yeah, I was on script because I needed to embody what it was saying. And as you get more comfortable, depending on where your skill level's at, you'll be able to anticipate and feel the audience based off of a few different things. So here's a couple little tips and tricks. Hand raises, thumbs up, nod your head yes. When you ask those questions and you ask them for that response, if people are not nodding their head yes, then you know they haven't got that point. And just like dominoes, you got to knock over one before you knock over the next. And so there's an order of operations here. If I know that we haven't gotten through this first objection, I can't start talking about the next one. So for example, with money, if I can tell that the people that I'm talking to might be struggling with money or they may not be financially savvy, I want to tell a story about someone or myself in the past that had to make a big leap of faith or make a decision about money back in the day. And the reason that you want to use past tense is because that will allow you to still come off as I graduated from that particular spot in my life. Yeah. And just because you're where you're at doesn't mean you can't graduate. And so, for example, someone says, if you can just sense that the room is not financially savvy, they mean they're not there yet. I would want to tell a story about back in the day when I was a school teacher and my paychecks were next to nothing. And I remember that I wanted to be a business owner so bad. But for 4 years, I hid behind the belief that I had to have money to start. And that belief wasted 4 years that I could have been making a bigger impact in the world. And it wasn't until someone came into my life, looked me in the eyes and said, "You're worth it." And that you don't have to have all this money to start. You just need to take the first step. And that first step for me was pulling out my credit card and saying yes to an opportunity. And if I never said yes to that opportunity, I wouldn't be in front of you today. So by telling that story that I just said, I told that story, and that story, I'm sure if you were listening to this, you internalize that about a time where you've taken a leap of faith, you've pulled out your credit card and you said yes. Yeah. And by using it in past tense, I make them feel like I'm ahead of where they want to be. And in order to do that, they have to take the same steps that I do. Hope that helps.
And they visualized themselves. Totally. Like I visualized myself while you were telling your story. It's the glue that's going to bind our attention and pull us through. Absolutely love it. Where can people go to learn more about you or even get some help? I know there are a lot of businesses, a lot of entrepreneurs that listen to the Toddcast that are struggling. How do they transition from, you know, face-to-face to doing a webinar? What type of information? How do I structure this thing? And how do I get people to the right level of emotional certainty and excitement to make a purchase at the end? I know you help people with this. What can people do if they're like, I need some Brian in my life?
Totally. The only thing that excites me more than tacos is helping people with their speeches, selling, and self-development. So my biggest passions in life are speaking, sales, self-development. So if you want some training on how to get your customers and clients to a yes in a crowd, I have some answers for you. And the best way to get in contact with me is go to my Instagram. It's just my first and last name, Brian Mayoral. I'm sure Todd will have my first and last name listed somewhere on the podcast here. And in the link in my bio, there's an application to have me come speak to your team or come train you on any of those topics. And I'd be happy to do the first three of them for free.
Wow. Wow, that's legit. Brian, thank you so much for joining me on the podcast, for sharing your wisdom and getting tacos with me. And there's a lot of value that you have to provide to the world. And I hope people take them up on that offer. That's an amazing gift. For those of you that are looking to figure out where to get started, now you know, okay? The power of video is undeniable. You could be using that in order to, like we discussed, bring people closer to you, align with them, help establish certain belief patterns, and then get them to the point where they've got such a strong connection with you that they know, like, and trust you, and they want you to be their Sherpa. That's going to guide them to achieve their goals. And I think Brian could help you tremendously if you're struggling in that area. On behalf of the Wirebuzz crew, Brian, thank you for joining us. And we'll look forward to bringing you up to speed on the latest developments in the world of video marketing. Oh, pump the brakes for a second. If you're trying to figure out how to sell remotely in this world and how to get your business ready for the next level, well, I've got a gift to give you also. It's 20 minutes of some of my best secrets that I'm going to be just dropping knowledge bomb after knowledge bomb, how to align your marketing and your sales team. And you can get access to that without even putting in your name. Just go to wirebuzz.com/remote-sales. And after watching that material, if you think that my team might be able to help you, just put your name and your information into the contact field and me or one of my top strategists will jump on a call and we'll help understand what you're trying to accomplish and see if we can help get you there faster, which is really the best part is, well, kind of like what you're doing, Brian, helping people accelerate their path to the magic word of yes in their business. And on behalf of the Wirebuzz crew, we wish you guys a really wonderful new year. And I'll look forward to bringing you more information from rock stars along the way. Peace.